When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty here on this Wednesday afternoon, a wrestling Wednesday. Let's get it. Danny's sick, Rust is sick, but it is Ortner and I partying along on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, and the party people on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/1080AM, the fan. Party on, party people. Let's rock and roll. We talked a lot. Jake Dickert leaving Washington State. In hour number one, that sucks for Cougs. Let it all out. We'll revisit that coming up later this hour. We've got Portlanding so hard, so hard.
I'm so interested in what that was.
Yeah, we also have got. We'll start diving into a little bit of college football playoff conversation. You see what the temperature is supposed to be in South Bend, Indiana tomorrow at kickoff?
It's below freezing.
27 degrees, Bob.
That rocks.
That rocks, right?
How many guys are going to be shirtless, dude?
Snow flurries, too. Huh?
Dude, that's awesome. I love snow football. Anyone who wants football to be played exclusively in a dome, you suck.
Yeah, you do. Rain, driving rain, no, I could do without. Like, snow, ball gets wet, but snow football still rocks.
You need the elements.
Yeah.
Football is meant to be played outdoors, and if you want to play indoors, play basketball.
That's a lineman.
That's right.
Yeah. A guy who plays football indoors ain't going to be playing football anymore. Kirk Cousins got benched yesterday by the Atlanta Falcons.
Feels kind of fair.
We had discussed this yesterday in that, dude, that is a ballsy move because Kirk Cousins has been bad. And it wasn't just like a one or two game thing. It was, what, five straight weeks with a quarterback rating under 80. He wasn't even throwing touchdowns. It was just like, he looks like he's slow to make his progressions. He looks slow, period. Not that he was very fleet of foot before he ruptured his Achilles. But it looks like Father Time, staying undefeated, goes and is knocked off Kirk Cousins. And Michael Penix will now get the nod against the Giants this weekend. But the ballsy move about this is the fact that the Falcons still can win their division. Because they have a season sweep over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which has a one-game lead over Atlanta for the NFC South crown. They're sitting there at 7-7. The Bucs are 8-6. Now, the Bucs are playing really good football. I love watching Baker Mayfield. I love watching him just chuck the ball up to Mike Evans and do something cool, and he does. And they're playing really well. But with three games remaining, you are in a one-game hole. Own the tiebreaker head-to-head with both wins in the matchup this year. Atlanta's remaining schedule is the Giants at home, in D.C. for the Commanders, and at Carolina, which the Commanders game, toughest game that either one of these teams has left on their schedule. Carolina's playing a lot better. Tampa has got to go to Dallas.
That's a win.
Carolina at home, New Orleans at home. So neither one of them have a gauntlet to run through at the end of the season. But there's only one game that the Bucks can slip. That's a one-game margin for error. They can't slip up, because if Atlanta runs the table and there's one loss in the final three for Tampa, they gone. You're not winning. So this is a move that it takes some intestinal fortitude to make. Turning to a rookie, first start is going to be in a pivotal game against a Giants team that's really damn bad. So if you're going to do it, you got to do it right now. And I don't blame Raheem Morris for making this move and going to Michael Penix. It is the signing of Kirk Cousins, even at the time, it was like, damn, professional bag getter, Kirk Cousins. But the leverage that Kirk Cousins holds moving forward is even more astounding, because they paid him $62.5 million for this year. There's $27.5 million fully guaranteed for next year. An additional $10 million gets fully guaranteed on March 16th. I think there's a team that would be willing to trade for Kirk Cousins and say, hey, look, $27.5 million, we're okay with that. Like, we can do it. But the reality of it is Kirk Cousins has a trade clause, no trade clause. He has a no, so he can axe any potential trade of a team that steps forward and says, yeah, no, we'll pay him $27.5 million to be a starting quarterback next year. Yeah, we will do that. We're on board. Yep. He can say no and essentially do what Derek Carr did to the Raiders. Remember that?
Where he controlled where he went and forced himself to New Orleans.
Well, he told the Raiders, like, hey, go kick rocks. You will pay me my money, and I'll go and sign with wherever I want to go. Russell Wilson did the same thing in Denver, right? Which is like, no, let me just go and sign with wherever I want. You pay me my money. Because he's no trade clause, which means he can axe any potential move. He can get the money that's guaranteed to him from Atlanta and then still go and sign for, do what Russ did, sign for a league minimum and go and play anywhere. The Jets.
Why would you go to the Jets?
Exactly. That's why he holds the cards. But I'm saying there's teams that would be like, yeah, we'll go ahead, pay that freight and whatever.
I think we saw the last Kirk Cousins' last time I think you see him like legitimately play was on Monday.
And that's why I think either way, the Falcons just took a $90 million bath on Kirk Cousins to start 14 games for them, be dramatically underwhelming in his time in Atlanta. They just paid $90 million for him, and they're going to have to pay the remaining $37.5 million for him just to go away.
Well, but that's why it was stupid at the time.
Yeah,
but it also shows you what that coaching staff thought about the front office move and why they drafted Michael Penix.
Well, the front office even was like, this might be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yikes, dog.
You gave a 37-year-old coming off an Achilles tear? You gave him that contract. That's on you. That's a stupid contract to give out to someone who's, you know, at 37 without an injury.
And that's why there will be a team that will take that flyer on Kirk Cousins, because there's always teams that are willing to do it. Look, Minnesota had the foresight to be like, no, we're not going to do that. Look where they're at, right? That the money that they had wrapped up in Kirk Cousins, they have used to spread out that roster to make it so you can have Sam Darnold be your starting quarterback and be 12-2.
Well, that also leads to a bigger question. Kirk Cousins' fall off, whether it's from injury, old age, or a combination of the two.
Or system.
System as well, combination of the three. Doesn't that make O'Connell look like a better coach?
Yes, because absolutely. Kevin Kirk O'Connell Cousins is probably your coach of the year.
Because he was unbelievable in Minnesota. I mean, the very last year before he tears up his Achilles, he was a top five QB in the league. Sam Darnold went from a guy who was seeing ghosts that was almost out of the league to now it's like, well, does he become a bridge type of guy? Does he become, you know, a Fitzmagic type of player? There's conversations right now in Minnesota of, do you re-sign him and try and trade J.J. McCarthy away? What do you do with him?
No, you got Daniel Jones, the next one.
That's right. How silly of me. How could I have forgotten? So I think some of this, too, goes back to Minnesota. And just, like, now, if I'm O'Connell, that gets put in my bag as well.
Think of the guys.
Look at how good I am.
Think of the guys that should be up for Coach of the Year this year. I think Andy Reid in Kansas City. I know he has Patrick Mahomes, but the fact that they are 13-1 with the issues that they do have up front, incredible. Absolutely incredible. You've got McDermott in Buffalo, 11-3, got a talented roster, had no receivers heading in. You guys have done a really good job, but you've had elite quarterback play at both of those places.
That's probably my vote.
I think that Dan Campbell in Detroit, especially if the way they finish this season off with the freaking losses that they have had on the defensive side of the football, if that team is 15-2, if they are 14-3, yeah, Dan Campbell, hell yeah. But I think Kevin O'Connell at 12-2, absolutely. Why are we not talking about Kevin O'Connell like that? They've had the luxury of just being able to fly under the radar all season long, and they could finish this thing off in incredible fashion. And I think it says a lot about Kevin O'Connell, what's happening with Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. Yeah. And I think a lot of it, I mean, we talk about franchises that continue to make poor decisions. Atlanta in the quarterback position, boy.
No, they haven't been good at that since Matt Ryan. Although, Michael Penix turns out to be Michael Penix of Washington, then they made a pretty good decision, and it all gets swept under the rug. You forget about it. Just like
you forget about Desmond Ritter. You forget about Kirk Cousins, right?
The Seahawks did the same thing with Matt Flynn.
Yeah.
It's the finding same a
quarterback,
thing.
Finding a franchise quarterback is really damn hard.
Yeah, the best people at it are below 50%.
Yep.
Like, the best people in the world are below 50%, and that's in the top 10. But
could we throw Sean McVay into Coach of the Year, too?
I would have thrown LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur.
Like, remember, Love missed multiple games. Like, he was hurt. He missed two games at the beginning. Didn't he miss another one in the middle because he kept hurting his groin and his...
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
Like, LaFleur has to be in the conversation as well with what they're doing. Like, the problem is, for Minnesota and for Green Bay, is they get overshadowed by Detroit.
Yeah.
And Detroit's going to get all the love because they've been the lovable loser. But for me, if I'm going Coach of the Year, it's McDermott. This was supposed to be a reloading year. You had
turnover in your secondary receiver room. You trade away your best receiver.
Got rid of all the old.
Yeah.
All the olds are gone.
It has been incredible. They've had
They changed the offense.
They have had a luxury, though, of playing in the AFC East.
Yes, but they've also...
Especially with what's going on in Miami. Is Tyreek Hill trolling us? Did you see his tweet today?
He's trolling women, that's for sure.
Did you see his tweet today?
No.
He said it's time to become a coach.
Good.
Is Tyreek Hill just hanging it up because they can't get him the ball?
I'm sick of Tyreek Hill.
I've been sick of Tyreek Hill for years.
I don't like Tyreek Hill.
But time to go coach? What?
What? Did he see Michael Vick's contract? And he's like, that's a bag. Who's hiring Tyreek Hill?
Why? NFL team as receivers coach? I don't know.
Why? There's nothing about his game that makes you be like, wow, he's really smart. How do
he's
end
a
up
good
in
route
spot?
Runner. He's a good route
he's
runner.
He's a good route runner because he's really fast and he can cut on one step.
Yeah, and that's usually the biggest issue with guys who are as freakishly talented as him who want to go coach. Is like, why don't you do what I did?
That's
like,
my point. That's my point right there. It's like when the Coyotes hired Wayne Gretzky to be their head coach. Like, guess what? The greatest hockey player in the world isn't going to understand how your average and below average hockey players
go out there
can't
and be the great one.
Like, hey,
just be the great one.
Just understand where the open lanes are, even though that's not really the spot you're supposed to be in.
Yeah,
know how to do that. Why can't you do what I did?
Yeah, do what I did. Come on, get out there. Go
run the score play.
Oh man, yeah, we got Broncos honk saying Sean Payton should win Coach of the Year. He won't. He's done a really good job there, though.
Rookie
quarterback. No receivers. They have been very pleasantly surprising, and they got a big one, man. Winning, you're in. Yeah. Winning, you're in for the Denver Broncos into the playoffs against the Chargers this weekend.
I also think it's
Thursday.
It's a perfect fit, too. Bo Nix is exactly what Sean Payton wants. A quarterback that makes good decisions pre-snap, gets the ball out of his hands quickly, is highly efficient. I mean, he just found his Drew Brees 2.0.
Yeah. And for a Lions fan, it's crazy as a lifelong Lions fan to hear us in Portland radio say other NFC North teams are getting overshadowed and overlooked due to the Lions. Wild. Yeah, well, it's deserving.
Yeah.
Dude, the awesome. Lions are awesome.
Did you listen to his radio hit the other day?
Oh, we played it.
Dude.
Of course we did. I was inspired. I gave up on the Lions because of 29 different defensive starters, 7 defensive starters out for the year. I think it's like 23 of them were top 2 depth chart guys that have been hurt. Yeah, I was out on them, inspired by him. And then Aiden Hutchinson comes off the top rope, too, and says, I'll be back for the Super Bowl. Let's go. I'm in. Lions, let's go.
Dude, I'm all aboard. I'm all aboard the
Dan Campbell
train.
Wheels are going to fall off
when
they play really good teams, though.
Yeah, well, if they just score more than everyone.
No,
like,
sure.
Like, you didn't think about that fact.
No.
If they just score more than everyone, they'll never lose.
Hey, look at that. Here we go. All right, let's stick in the NFL. We got some little news and nuggies from NFL leftovers and hangovers here. This is Danny Dusty on The Fan.